This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Well, welcome and thanks for joining me today. I'm your host, medical intuitive Carol Reitberger, and today's show is a Conversations with Carol show. It happens the end of every month. And what I do is I just go in and I take calls. That's really what the show is about, no specific topics. However, I do really enjoy all of your email and show suggestions from the standpoint of giving me insight as to what your real interest is. And as a medical intuitive, being able to really look at illness from a holistic perspective, because I truly believe that if we're going to heal, meaning restore the body back to better than what was before it actually became ill, we really need to look at more of the things and address more of the things other than just what's happening in the physical body. That tends to be the process. But if we start going below the surface, we start seeing that there's a lot of other things that really contribute to it, and things that may be easier for us personally to be able to get a handle on and to make some of those necessary changes that were responsible for that disharmony in the energy field or that dis-ease in the energy field, and then ultimately could come in as dis-ease or illness in the physical body. But today is all about you. It's all about taking calls and answering your questions and sharing my medical intuitive skills with you. So if you do have a question for me about your health or any topic that maybe is of interest, I'm not really good on, hey, what are you going to be when you grow up? Haven't figured that out myself, but I can answer questions in regards to other people in your life. And then also health or anything that you may be trying to make a decision or so forth. So you can call me at 877-230-3062. That number is good in the U.S. and Canada, and also from international callers. And all you have to do is dial your international calling code and then 877-230-3062. I'd also like to invite you to join me for my Your Health teleclass tomorrow, January 31st. The topic, it's a telegathering that's going to be on the topic of the ABCs of surefire and lasting weight loss, something that we always tend to revisit the beginning of every year. On this particular telegathering that's 90 minutes in length, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones is going to be joining me, a guest that I've had on my show several times, and she's a world-renowned natural living expert and actually the author of 27 books on health and using natural foods as a healing way to be able to really change the metabolism and the set point of the body so the body can get rid of that weight that we may put on over the holidays. But even more so, the telegathering is all about how do we lose that weight that just seems to have taken up residency on the body itself. What Susan's going to be doing is sharing her perspective on how to be able to ensure weight loss, that be sure that it's not going to come back. And then what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be sharing my perception as a medical intuitive about those deep underlying contributors, such as the fear of the unknown, or looking at the fear of abandonment, or the protection that our body goes in, and the importance of self-esteem. Going to be a very rich with information 90 minutes, and I hope that everybody will find it of value. What Susan's going to be doing also is offering an ebook, Living on the Lighter Side, Dr. Susan's Premier Secrets to Accelerated Fat Loss. And then I'm going to be offering a printable PDF on overweight and your health, and really looking at the effect of thoughts and emotions and how that really plays into the dynamics of why we get to a place where we put weight on and then it seems to stay on. The cost to attend is $11.95. It is a telegathering, so that means that you can participate by in the comfort of your office or your home. If you're interested in registering, today is the deadline for registration for the telegathering. And what you can do is you can go to my website, www.ritberger.com, click on the telegathering in the What's New section, and then you will be able to listen and then also be able to receive the free downloads. Well, as I said, this is really a Conversations with Carol show, so let's just go ahead and jump in and take calls. Hi, Joe from California. How can I help you, sweetie?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. You have given me some advice over the radio before, and I so appreciate it, and I'm still dealing with a great deal of pain, and it keeps getting worse and more hours during the day, and I still can't get it identified and resolved. So I was hoping that I could get some guidance from you.
Okay, so I do remember your energy very, very well. And but I am going to ask you, you are working with a doctor, correct?
A naturopath, yes.
Okay. And what does the naturopath have you doing? Working with inflammation, is that one of the primary things?
I had taken that under my own before I went to him, and I started turmeric with that, and that's gotten better.
Okay. But I think the reason I asked the question, sweetie, is it feels like some of the pain is still associated with the inflammatory reaction in your body. That's why I started there.
Okay.
So that's very good with the turmeric. Are you doing any kind of ibuprofen or anything that is another form of anti-inflammatory?
I've been taking Aleve during the day and Motrin at night.
Okay.
But there is some speculation that there's some leaky gut issues, which those will irritate the gut even further. So
right, it will.
I try not to take any more than I absolutely have to.
Okay. I understand. So thank you for sharing that with me. So you're hearing me take a very deep breath because that lets me kind of go in and be empathic and feel what you're feeling. So where do you want me to, do you want me to start, sweetie, with identifying the cause? Do you want me to identify, and the reason I'm asking this is because there's things that you've done that have really worked, but what it's done, I'm still picking up something very, very deep, and I still keep coming back to immune system. I keep coming back to inflammation. I keep coming back to the potential for arthritis. I keep coming back to this whole process. So how can I best help you, sweetie? Why don't you help step me where you want to go first, and then I'll continue with you.
Okay, well, I want to identify the cause of this pain so that I can resolve it because it is making it hard for me to function daily.
Okay. Okay, so the pain itself is a neurological, the pain receptors are hyperactive. So what they're doing, and that pain, the pain receptors of the nerves themselves feel like they're part of the injury and damage that was done. Does that make sense?
But I'm not sure what injury or damage would have caused.
Okay, so that's good. So that's where we needed to go deeper.
Okay.
So I want to go back 5 years. You felt like you were going through a lot of chaos in your life at the time. Is that accurate?
There's been chaos on and off for a lot of years. I'm not sure specific there would have been 5 years.
Okay. Let's see if I can do this. It's around a relationship. That's the first thing. I needed to go back 5 years because I'm finding that the body was really tight, tense, irritated inside, irritated with yourself. And then what I go in is then I go in, and in that process, all the muscles are really tight. And now I'm picking up that there was some tightness around the spine itself, specifically lower back spine and neck spine.
Okay.
And in that period of time, in that 5 years, then that's when it originated. So that's why I wanted to take you back psychologically, because that was the core of what started everything on this downhill slide. Then when I go in and I get into the body itself, I can find that I've got some nerve compression in L2 and 3, lumbar 2 and 3. That's not really the main problem, but it's there. And then I can get it up in the neck area in cervical vertebrae 3 and 4, which is the vertebrae right about where the neck starts to get ready to enter into the shoulder area. So I've got some compression there on the nerves.
Okay.
And then when I go through and I feel that tension in those two areas on the nerves itself, then I start getting the tension in the spine and the thoracic spine. And now I start getting the gut. Now I start getting the mid-back area as far as the pain and discomfort. And in that particular area, I've got gut, stomach, liver, spleen, and which is part of the immune system. And that's why I keep picking up that we've got an immune system response that is happening in your body that is causing this pain.
Okay. So if that's causing it, what's the solution?
Okay. So the solution is that first and foremost, excuse me for a broken record, we need to get this inflammation, this inflammatory reaction that your body is experiencing under control.
Okay.
And that's why I ask about using even the over-the-counter. Then the other part of it is we've got to do something that's going to come in and ask these nerves, these pain receptors associated with the nerves, to stop sending the message that everything is in complete chaos. And it feels like your brain is being inundated with all these pain messages, and specifically the persistency of them. And so what your brain's doing is it's talking to the immune system, it's talking to the stomach, it's meaning adrenal area in that area, and I've got a vicious cycle that's going on. So let's see if I can do this. Okay. Can you please open up your energy around the naturopath that you're working with? I'm picking up a little bit of a block. I'm going to ask this question. Are you not getting the results? Is there an element of frustration or distrust or something that's happening or doubt that's happening there?
It's very frustrated right now because I gave them a message 10 days ago to clarify something he wanted me to do, and I have called 4 times and still can't get an answer.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you, because I was knocking at that door, and I couldn't get in to give you an answer, honestly. Okay, so doesn't know what to do. Truthfully, it feels to me, doesn't know what to do. And I can understand that as I touch you, because we have so many things and the dots are not connecting the way that it needs to. And so my sense is it doesn't feel like he's putting you off. It just feels like he doesn't know what to do. Wow.
Well, one of the questions I asked him was a simple question, and I can't even get an answer to that.
Okay, and the question is, sweetie.
He had told me to take a particular strain of probiotic, but he also told me what brand that was. And when I went to the store, that brand doesn't match the strain, so I'm wanting to know whether it was the strain or the brand.
Oh, interesting. Okay. I just got a wall again. Okay. How far are you from going and actually walking into the office? Can you go instead of calling, go to the office?
I can.
Okay. I might suggest that. A couple of reasons. It'll get you out. Second thing is it'll get you in front of whoever you need to be in front of to get your answer.
Okay, because he's only there on Mondays and Saturdays, so he won't even be there to answer it.
Well, then go on Monday or Saturday. Sorry, I don't mean to be blunt that way, but, sweetie, I can tell you from what I'm picking up is the frustration that you're experiencing with him is the same frustration that I can find, and that's what I was talking about when I went back 5 years ago. That's the same frustration that I picked up at that time, not knowing the metaphor I get is not knowing which way to turn, which way to step forward, what to do next, feeling like you're kind of you're frozen in place. Other people are pretty much in control, even though your desire is to be in control. And this is a pattern that I'm picking up. And that sends that frustration message that causes that inner irritation that causes the immune system that's throwing off the third chakra. Everything that you're dealing with, sweetie, in your physical body is third chakra. Everything has to do with the liver and the ability for it to function properly. It has to do with the stomach itself. That's part of the leaky gut syndrome that you're experiencing, even though it feels like it's a syndrome and not really well defined. And then I keep coming up with this weakened immune system that's being overreactive. I need to tell you very, very honestly, one of the things that came forward that started me asking all these questions is that I really wanted to send you to a doctor. And I wanted to send you to a doctor for a couple of reasons. Number one is that I believe that there's a medication that you could be put on that would stop these pain messages from flooding your brain and flooding your body. And as a result, it would give you the reprieve for your body to figure out what it needs to do. The second aspect of it is that one of the gifts of a physician is their medical training and their education. And they may be able to connect the dots more effectively. So very honestly, that's where I had picked up. And I had picked up that there was some medication that would be able to give you a reprieve. But I still needed to know where you were.
Right.
So from this particular standpoint, what I can say, Joe, is, sweetie, you're so wanting to break the pattern. You've grown so far to be able to speak your truth and to ask your questions and to share your concerns and to go beyond that sense of vulnerability. So you just heard me clear my voice. That was happened to be the naturopath's energy entered into it. The person is a good person, well-read, well-educated, but frankly doesn't feel like he knows what to do with you. Very honest.
Okay.
So
challenge is I have tried other doctors and I cannot find anyone that even begins to connect with my belief system except the naturopath.
Yeah, that's that darn catch 22. The doctors that you did see, what did they recommend that you take? Did any of them recommend anything?
No, they just wanted to run more tests and
that's the only way they can. Yeah, that's the only way that they can figure it out. Okay, so I can say this to you then, and honoring, that's one of the things I always do. I speak my mind, but also honor. What you might do, sweetie, is if you can get there and actually talk to the naturopath, wonderful. You need to go through that filter to be able to do that, or you need to find another naturopath. I'm kind of at the place where you are. I don't know where to go with it from the standpoint we need to check things off and eliminate things and move forward. And that's what I keep picking up.
Okay. And my thyroid, I went on medication about a year and a half ago, and it's now higher than it was when before I started the medication.
Yep.
Why is the medication not working?
It's the immune system, sweetie.
Okay.
What we have is we've got the thyroid all over the place, but it feels to me like we've got a high elevated level of antibodies, and that means that I've got an immune system that isn't it's functioning, it's doing what it's designed, it's just not doing it in its helpful way. It's being overreactive. And what one of the things that with from medicine standpoint is they could put you on things that would be able to help that. Of course, there's always side effects to everything, but they would be able to do that, or a naturopath that would be able to go in. And the one thing, if you stay with a naturopath, is to encourage, push, nudge, kick in the bottom. I don't know how you're going to do this with him, sweetie, is we have got to get that immune system under control. And then all the rest of it will start to take care of itself. That's what it feels like to me.
Okay, so the inflammation you're picking up, I'm already on the turmeric, I'm already taking the ibuprofen.
Mm-hmm.
So what else can nip that in the bud?
Well, since I'm not a naturopath, excuse me, I don't mean to be passing the buck. I'm really not sure what else they could be able to do from a naturopathic standpoint. Okay. From a doctor's standpoint, what they would do is maybe look at prednisone. They might look at Cymbalta. They might look at Lyrica to be able to stop the nerve reaction that's happening, that over pain process that's flooding the brain, that's the brain's telling the immune system to go figure this out. So there's prescriptions that would be considered in this particular process. But from a naturopathic standpoint, you might even be worthwhile to ask, see a homeopath. But again, I don't want to send you on a whole bunch of wild goose chases, sweetie, while your brain is being inundated with this pain message. I want to get the pain message stopped.
Do you think if I were to go to a chiropractor and adjust those lumbar and those would help?
That would certainly be a great place to go. What you do want to do, because of where your body is, sweetie, you do want to go in and really work with a chiropractor that's not going to do a lot of aggressiveness with you. Someone that's going to work with the central nervous system, someone that is going to use an activator, someone that's going to take the tension off of the muscles and the ligaments that are attached to the spine itself. That's the kind of work that you want to do. That may very well take that tension off of that thoracic part of the plexus of the spine, and that will take the pressure off of the cranial nerve, and it'll take the pressure off of the whole third chakra, heart, lung area, that third and fourth chakra. So that's something that you might consider, sweetie.
Okay. Thank you so much for all your time.
Oh, you are welcome. Thank you very much. And you have a great day. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. I want to go ahead and pick up one more. Hi, Anita from Iowa. How are you, honey?
Hi, Carol.
Hi. How can I help you?
Well, I've been having this tightness in my throat for several weeks, and I know that it could be heart-related since I'm female, or it could be something else. And it's just a periodic tightness, and it's not necessarily related to exercise.
Oh, you keep breaking up, my love.
Oh, I'm sorry.
See if I can. That's okay.
I'll go out to a different...
Okay, Anita, why don't you hang on, sweetie? We're going to do something. Hi, Debbie from San Diego.
Hello there. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
I have a quick question about some pain I'm feeling in my left shoulder. Mm-hmm. And I've gone to chiropractor, and I've gone to my general practitioner, and they say that there's nothing there, and I know my body very well. And I recognized it doing yoga, and I just don't have the flexibility in my left shoulder. And there's actually pain, but it's deep. I don't know what it is.
Right. Well, part of the pain that's deep is it feels like there was a muscle injury. It feels like there was actually a hyperextension of the trapezius muscle that's actually attached to the shoulder rotator cusp. So I've got that. So I've got muscle toxin buildup, lactic acid buildup in the muscle itself. Now, when I go in and I ask myself, so what caused that muscle to become hyperextended? Because knowing with yoga that your muscles are usually very, very limber and are well stretched through the process of building up to it. So then I have to go back in, and what I go back, sweetie, is I go back to your jaw for some reason. And when I go back to the jaw, I go back to the atlas of the spine. So from the standpoint of a chiropractor's perspective, the spine itself and working with it looks like it's okay and there's nothing really out of alignment. But where it feels to me that this real origin of this starts is it starts in that occiput area right around the ear area, just below the ear, a little bit above the ear in that jaw area itself. Have you been having any difficulty? Have you been noticing chewing, or your bite is off, or there's a clicking or a discomfort at all?
No, I do have TMJ, but I've had it, or TMJ, but I've had it for many, many years, and it's
right.
Never affected anything other than just my jaw area.
Exactly, exactly. So when I go in, this that's happening to the shoulder is related to the TMJ, but not TMJ. So excuse me for the riddles.
Okay.
So what I mean is that the TMJ itself as being a consistent factor that you have to work with is that when a part of your body, specifically your left shoulder, became hyperextended, the muscle itself feels like it was injured, but not to the point where you would say, oh my gosh, that really hurts when you injured it. But it just stretched the muscle to the point that what it did is that it was the jaw that created the perfect environment for the muscle to become hyperextended. The activity hyperextended it, and then what it did is then it feels like it put me back into the jaw area. So you can start to see I'm getting kind of a connect the dots there. So from the shoulder itself, one of the things that first thing that came up is that you might want to look at using a castor oil pack on it. We need to get that byproduct, those waste byproducts from the injury, specifically the lactic acid and the inflammation in that area. And what it's doing is it's trying to immobilize that area. And what we can do is we need to get that area, get that inflammation down in that area. We need to remove the toxin. And Edgar Cayce uses suggested castor oil packs. You can use that.
Okay.
The other thing that you could do is you could do some heat on it. You might want to look at some Biofreeze or some Tremel, which is a homeopathic topical cream. You might want to look at something called a Salon Paw, which is an actual patch that's, again, homeopathic in nature that you could put on it. We just need to get the toxins out of there. You could do icing. You could do heat, ice. That would help you as well. And then what it'll do is you don't want to immobilize the area, meaning not using it. But what you want to do is you want to go in and keep it flexible and stretch to the point where it doesn't re-injure itself. You actually are dealing with a muscle injury, sweetie.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, you said Biofreeze, the Lawn Paw, and what was the other?
The other is called Tremel, T-R-A-U-M-E-E-L, cream. It's a topical homeopathic cream. There's Arnaflora. What you'll want to do, because of the sensitivity of your body that I'm picking up, I quite frankly, and I guess I'm probably getting a lot of trouble with product manufacturers, I would go as natural as possible, homeopathic as possible, go to a health food store and get the things that you could use. You could also take some arnica in a homeopathic form. That would be able to help you. Everything you're dealing with, sweetie, and that's why the chiropractor couldn't come up with anything, everything that you're dealing really has to do with a muscle injury more than anything else.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, it's not a pain all the time, but I can feel the discomfort.
Right, right. For example, you know, if you sit crooked or you, you know, are laying down or you move in a certain way, I can pick up. All it does is it takes that muscle that's been injured or stretched, actually, hyperextended. And then what it does is it hyperextends it again. And then all of a sudden, now I've got inflammation again.
Okay, that makes total sense. Okay, outstanding.
Okay,
thank
good,
you very
good.
Much.
Well, you are most welcome. Thank you very much. All right, I'd like to jump in right now and take a very quick commercial break. I'm going to be right back to take your calls. Have a great break in between and stay tuned. Thanks.
How would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month, she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you, so next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the hosts and for others.
Well, welcome back. And if you're just joining me, today is a Conversations with Carol show, and that means that I'm going to be taking your calls for the full hour and answering your questions. So if you do have a question for me, either about your health or just any topic that might be top of the mind, you can call me at 877-230-3062. That number is good for U.S. callers, Canadian callers, and also international callers. So give me a call and let me know what's on your mind and how I can share my medical intuitive skills with you. On Thursday, January 26th, I'm going to be offering a free Your Health teleclass at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and then 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The topic for my January Your Health teleclass is on the herpes virus. Oh, my gosh, the more I keep researching this herpes virus, the more complex it is. And, in fact, it's kind of like a sci-fi process when I'm actually learning about it, is the fact that, really, herpes virus isn't a living virus. It just has to have a host cell. Which is a cell, and that's how it really sustains itself. And the interesting part about the herpes virus is that once it infects the body, it does not go away. It just keeps finding a host, another cell and another cell and another cell, so it can sustain itself even though it's really not considered a living organism, more of a parasite in the way that it thrives. But from the standpoint that's why it's so difficult for us to be able to really heal and work with it, and why antibiotics really don't do anything at all when it comes to working with a herpes virus. So I hope that you'll join me on Thursday, January 26th at 5 p.m. You can register online at www.ritberger.com. And be able to listen to it. Interesting information. The teleclass is 60 minutes long. And then following the teleclass, I do exactly what I'm doing right now, is I stay on the line for 20 to 30 minutes and answer calls for the participants on the teleclass. So I hope you can join me. It is free. If you suffer from herpes or you know someone that does, whether that's simplex 1, which is cold sores, or simplex 2, which is genital herpes, or Epstein-Barr virus, which is also a form of herpes that's now being linked to potentially chronic fatigue and mononucleosis, some of the other things, then get online. Come in and join me, www.ritberger.com, to register. All right, let's go back to Anita. Hi, hon. How are you?
Thank you.
Good. You weren't doing anything wrong, honey. It's just once in a while those darn phone lines and radio just has to talk to each other.
Okay. I've been having tightness in my throat.
Mm-hmm.
Not related to exercise that I can tell. But I'm female and just wondered if it did have anything to do with cars or what it might be.
The tightness in the throat itself, got three dynamics going on. I can go down to lower back that is putting a lot of tension in the neck shoulder area. I don't have any vertebrae that's out of alignment there, but it does feel like that lower back is impacting the way that you're holding your head, and you feel like you're leaning forward. Not so much your head leaning forward, but I can go down to the lower back, and it just feels like that your body, instead of upright, tends to be leaning forward, and that's putting a lot of pressure on the muscles, consistent pressure on the muscles, sweetie, that is actually impacting the shoulder area itself. So I've got that issue going on. I go in, and when was the last time you had your thyroid check, sweetie?
Years ago.
So have you been having difficulty sleeping, not feeling like yourself? Has your hair changed?
Well, hair may be a little thinner, but nothing else.
Okay. I'm picking up that your thyroid is on the low side in the scale. And the reason that I'm picking that up is because it feels to me that it's tied to some of this tightness in the throat area itself. So when are you due to go back for an annual checkup, sweetie?
Well, probably next spring.
Okay. A year from this spring?
Well, it would be this spring. Yeah.
Okay.
Spring,
okay. Okay, good, good. Okay, when you go, would you just, they're going to do a lipid panel. That's what they always do. But would you ask them to also check the thyroid? You're not off the scale, but you're low. And that would be worthwhile for them to check.
Okay.
Okay, and the third thing that I'm picking up has to do with jaw and teeth. Today seems to be like a jaw teeth thing. But interesting, I'm going to take a different direction with you on that. Is that there's something inside that needs to be said. And there, it needs to be said to a person that has not, it feels like this person has not listened to what you have to say. I've got a lot of emotional energy around the need to say something. It doesn't feel like it's got a lot of anger behind it, but it's something that you just, it feels like you just need to say, you know, I need to be taken seriously. I need to be heard. I need to have you pay attention. I need you to listen to me. There's something that's there that just feels like it's bubbled to the surface and it needs to get out. Interestingly enough, sweetie, it doesn't feel like it has to do with anybody at home. Is there somebody at work that you're feeling like you need to say something?
Yeah, there probably could be a couple situations with that.
Okay. Is there one person that you've been trying to, it feels like the intent behind your reaching out to them is because you're trying to help them. But they don't, it's interesting, they feel to me like they come to you because they want your help, but then when you go to give them your help, they don't want to listen. Does that make sense to you?
Right. Yep. Okay. Yep, this sounds very, very true.
Okay. So what I'm picking up in that third thing with the throat area itself is more of an energetic thing. It feels like kind of, you know, cat's got your tongue, that metaphor. I picked up jaw, I picked up teeth. I went in and I thought, okay, so do I have a jaw that's out of alignment? No. Do I have any teeth issues that are going on? Not really. I mean, there feels like there's some, you know, some gum things that are going on that seem like they're just part of the natural process that you've always had to really be focused on, keeping your teeth clean, your gums clean, and so forth. But this really feels like this third thing is more of an emotional, energetic aspect of it than anything else. And it feels like whatever, and I can go back now having said that, it feels like what it's doing is you feel to me like you're being pulled forward in a direction that you're not even sure why you're being pulled forward, and even worse yet, what that direction is. And yet you want to help this person, but they don't want the help. And that's what I'm picking up, where you're leaning forward like you're wanting to help them. But then you rock back, and it's like, wow, just what happened, and then go back forward again. While it is, as you know, in the physical body, it feels like the roots of this really has to do more with emotions and the lack of expression or the desire to express or the frustration around it. And my sense is as strange as it may sound, but I do understand all this, is that if you can find a way to constructively deal with this issue, then it's going to pull you back. You're going to get in your body. I can feel you drop into your body and your spine the way it needs to. I can feel the body start to stabilize. Still the thyroid will feel like it'll be a little bit, it's on the low side. But it really feels like if you can get this burden off of your shoulders, then what it can do, or it, what I mean by that is, ooh, boy, you're just chatty to me. What I mean by getting the burden off your shoulders is that you can just speak what you need to, and then your body will realign itself. It really feels like it's emotional. If you deal with it at that level, then the rest of the body is going to lighten the burden on your shoulders.
Yes, this is wonderful. I understand exactly what you're talking about.
Good, good. So give that a try, and then it seems like I can. When I said that, your body went woohoo, and then it went just like all of a sudden it just relaxed. And again, the thing is that for some reason, I'll go back to the last hurrah that this person is going to share with me for you, sweetie, is that it started out with this person asking for your help, but then what happened is it transferred somehow in that process where you were told or led to believe that this is yours to take care of and to be able to solve. And you're kind of standing there going, so why am I carrying this? What is this? So that can help you. So I think if you remove that, sweetie, then your body's going to feel much better.
Yes. Thank you so much, Carol. I appreciate what you do.
Well, thank you. You have a great day. Hi, Janet from Tampa. How can I help you?
Hello. Are you there?
I am, sweetie.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I had to clear the energy, and now I'm with you.
Okay. Good answer. I was listening to your show last week. I've actually listened to it several times on iTunes about the parathyroids, and boy, did that trigger something in me.
Mm-hmm.
I have had a lump on my throat that has been getting bigger and bothering me more and more. And after I listened to your telecast, I did a little bit of research and found a whole bunch of symptoms that I have, every single one of them practically, but most, there's several that I have that are really prominent, like the acid reflux, mm-hmm. and the thinning hair and the rapid heart rate. And I have pretty much all these symptoms, and I started thinking, I want to make sure I'm not finding a disease for a symptom kind of thing, you know?
Right, right. Okay, so the thing, the gift of the parathyroid show was it directed you exactly where you needed to go, which is the thyroid.
Okay.
So what you're dealing with, sweetie, is it, and again, as I said in the show, the thyroid impacts the parathyroid. Parathyroids impact the thyroid. They're bosom buddies. But the thing that you're actually dealing with is you're actually dealing with a thyroid issue and not a parathyroid issue.
Okay.
So in that process, there's a couple of things that you could do. You could go and work with a naturopath to be able to, couple things. One is we need to work with the immune system so it stops attacking the thyroid. This okay. actually started occurring about 2.5 years ago.
Yeah,
you were under a lot of stress, weren't you?
Yes.
Okay. So what happened is that it's the thyroid, the immune system, because of the stress, became compromised, weakened. And then what it did is it started running around the body trying to figure out where it needs to work first. And it tend to go and focus on the thyroid because that seems to be a lot of the things that you, there's a lot of emotional component. I keep getting a lot of sadness somehow in your throat. And the sadness that I'm picking up in your throat really isn't yours. It just feels like in your desire to love and take care of people and be the caretaker that you so are so skilled at, is that somehow this really got to a point where it has become burdensome to you. And you don't feel like you have the freedom to, it feels to me like, say, and I started clearing my throat. I understand why when I first touched you, is I want to go and clear your throat for you, sweetie. There's people in your family that, frankly, sweetie, been there, done that. There's nothing that you can do that you can help them. Honest to goodness, two of them don't want to help themselves. And so what you have to do is, excuse me, I rarely say have to do, but that's what your soul basically said, is what you have to do is you have to let them go, sweetie. Now, that creates another dynamics with you. What does that look like, Carol? And what it basically looks like, sweetie, is that because they're sending you mixed messages, they appear to be helpless. And you and your love and your desire to be of service become, you get into that mode where you want to help them. But the real thing I'm picking up, sweetie, is they send the message of being helpless, but they really don't want help, honey.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't want help, then step back, clear your throat, and say to yourself, what can I do? What do I need to say to me that's going to be able to help me find my voice and to do the different things? The first thing when I touched your soul is your soul said, well, maybe you need to tell her, Carol, that she needs to tell them she's going to go away for a while. She's going to go on a vacation. Have you been wanting to get away?
Actually, yes. I'm kind of in my mind. I have a vacation plan.
Very good. So when is that vacation, sweetie?
Hopefully it's going to be in June.
Okay, good. Now, the hopefully is what you want to look at to see what is causing that hopefully, because
okay.
I would like you to let go of the hopefully, and I would like you to set a date in June, and I would like you to be there and go on vacation.
Okay.
And the reason, whether it's finances or people, whatever it is, we want to drop the word hopefully.
Okay.
And then we want to go on vacation. That will help you tremendously.
All right.
And then the other thing you can do is that you can either work with a naturopath or a homeopath, or you could, my sense is, are you working with a doctor?
Well, I have kind of lost faith in the medical community.
Okay, that's okay.
I've had some thyroid tests taken, and they tell me that I have a slightly elevated hyperthyroid, but I have no symptoms of that at all. I have more symptoms of the hypothyroid, and I just, it was the parathyroid show that you had that started making me think, well, maybe this is it, and this lump in my throat, it bothers me. If I sleep at night, I turn my head a certain way, it feels like I've got something stuck in my throat.
Yeah. Well, actually, sweetie, when I go in and touch it and look at it, what I can pick up is I've got a benign nodule on your throat itself that actually feels like it has the energetics of Hashimoto's disease. I can't, because I'm not an MD, I can't diagnose. Right. But if you go in and you look at Hashimoto's, what you can do is you can have that form of a thyroid imbalance where in a lot of cases you really don't have the clarity of definition of either hyper or hypo. But a lot of times with Hashimoto's, you'll get that benign nodule. The fact that it's growing is that my indicator of that, based on what you're saying and what I'm picking up, is that it would be worthwhile if you go to a naturopath. We'd like to, you know, have them really, I'd like to have them really look at putting you on a thyroid medication that could be Armour. Armour tends to be unstable in some people, meaning that it doesn't give the predictability as far as the results. Or the other thing is that I would like to send you to a doctor. Talk to the doctor about the nodule. They are going to want to do tests, or go in and see if getting on a mild dosage of a form of thyroid is going to help. And my sense is a lot of what you're experiencing is going to diminish very quickly. And then the nodule itself will then start to decrease because of the dynamics of what's going on. It actually feels like it's more tied to elevated antibodies than it is to a low thyroid.
Oh, okay.
And then the other thing is let's be happy to that immune system, that spleen, no self-directed anger. And then the other part of it is we really, and I say that, me, you, your body, your soul, everything, we really need that vacation, sweetie.
Okay, I agree.
Good. You bet. Well, listen, no, hopefully we're just going to make it happen. I'm going to put a lot of energy in putting that in ink on your calendar. So anyway, but what it is it's actually a thyroid, sweetie, and not a parathyroid.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. When I went looking on the internet, I found the biggest parathyroid doctor in the world, and he lives right here. And I thought, wait a minute, this is just too easy.
Yeah, you know, I hear
the radio, the most renowned parathyroid doctor is right down the road from me. It just seems a little bit.
Well, let me tell you, I love synchronicity. Excuse me for interrupting you, but one of the things, sweetie, is if you really have lost faith in the medical profession, which is certainly understandable, I would seek this doctor out. Because this doctor will be able to say, this isn't a parathyroid, but we do have a thyroid, and then be able to work with you that way. So it may be that all these stars are aligning in a way that it really is beneficial for you to start there and to restore your confidence, to work with somebody that is really an expert, and then have them be able to take you from there.
Okay. Well, it was just too simplistic, and I thought it made me think, which prompted my phone call today.
Well, very good. Well, I thank you very much for calling me, and you have a great vacation.
Okay. Thank you.
You are most welcome.
Looking forward.
Hi, Anna. How can I help you, sweetie?
Hi, Carol. How are you?
I'm good, hon.
You know, I received this message because I'm a little bit bewildered here. I received a message this morning at 3 a.m. that said to call you on your show. So I'm calling you.
Well, thank you. It wasn't me, but I'll take the credit, sweetie.
Okay. Hey, I always listen to my messages, always.
Yes, you do.
Over the last 3 months, I've had the stomach flu twice. Mm-hmm. And I'm not really sure what is compromising my immune system.
We've got a virus.
Uh-huh.
And let's see, the virus, have you ever been diagnosed with Epstein-Barr?
No.
Have you had times in the last 4 years where you've had moments, where you've had time where you've really been tired?
Yeah, I have, and I thought it was the stress of my husband having cancer and, you know, just all of that stuff and getting through all of that. And
absolutely.
You know, and someone, actually a medical intuitive about a month ago said, I don't care if you have to rent a room in a hotel.
Yeah.
You have got to just lay in bed, sit still.
Yes, and the thing is that I'm picking up, sweetie, is that probably about 14, you are actually infected with an Epstein-Barr virus. That doesn't, for some people, it doesn't have to be something that they experience at mono as a teenager or anything. It can really, it's one of these things that gets dormant in the body, and when it's in its dormancy, we're not even aware that we have it. In the perfect environment, which is certainly conducive to what you've been dealing with from a stress standpoint, the body gets acidic, the immune system becomes compromised, and it really creates, and then maybe our eating changes and we eat more acidic foods, or maybe we drink more coffee, or we tend to eat foods that are more that triggers this virus to be able to become active. And one of the things, and I went in the flu-like aspect of what you have, is it's tied to this particular virus that I'm picking up in you. And what the other medical intuitive said as far as the rest, absolutely, that is the first thing that we all need to do to be able to deal with the compromised immune system, whether it's literally a flu virus or a cold virus, a rhinovirus, any of those things can actually trigger the Epstein-Barr virus. Now, one of the things is that when you rest and you change your diet to be more alkaline and you can step back out of the fray of this chaos that you've been in and so forth, that's going to do great things for your immune system. And then what you're going to find is that this virus is going to go back into a dormancy state, and then you'll be able to manage it by not creating the perfect environment for it to become active again.
Yeah, it's so strange because I actually took her advice. I became a little bit alarmed when she said, you know, I never see this. I hardly ever see this. I never say this, but I'm seeing like all complete blackness on your right side. So she said, let's go in. And if she was a shaman, medical intuitive, she cleared out about, we cleared out about 90% of it. And then she said, you have got, there's just no way around it. You've got to rest. So I went off and a new friend gave me her place at the beach. I did that for a week and that was great. And then I got this flu.
Yeah. Well, again, sweetie, it's you didn't get the flu because you rest. And one of the things I'll go back in with the medical intuitive that was talking to you is that my sense is that because of where it was located, is that there's a lot of you that you've lost of yourself over the course of your life being the caretaker that you are. That's a wonderful gift, the caretaker, caregiver. And that probably the black, my sense is that she was talking about is that soul, that deeper part of your identity and that deeper part of who you are was getting lost in the process. It was kind of like it was fragmenting off, sweetie.
And okay, yeah, so, because I told her I was starting to do some shaman work, and she said, no, you stay in your body.
Yep,
you don't need to go anywhere.
Exactly, and so my sense is what she did is she started doing a lot of that soul retrieval, getting rid of a lot of the stuff that was able to reconnect you with yourself, getting away reconnected with yourself. But the thing is, sweetie, with the stomach flu, what it was is that it was most likely, from my standpoint, was most likely there as far as the precursor and the indicators before you even went away. And what it did is it did give you a chance to rest. My sense is that what you're experiencing isn't anything like you could have experienced if you had not done that. But the most important thing I'm getting the message is that the stepping away from situations can help you create the environment where you don't get lost. You don't get lost in your identity while you're helping other people.
Right.
And okay. So what I would do is I would focus on the immune system, building it up. There's a lot of things that you could do. If you're not able to make my teleclass tomorrow evening on herpes virus.
No, I'm
virus,
taking it.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Then what you want to do, sweetie, is I'll remember the name and the energy when I get into Q&As. Then we'll go back and we'll take that information and I'll start connecting some of the dots of the things that would actually be beneficial to you to support your immune system.
That'd be great. Thank you so much, Carol, and bless you.
Well, you are most welcome. Well, boy, again, here we go. I say this almost every week, but I'm going to say it again. Where did this time go? Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you'll join me again next Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. It's been really a pleasure to take your calls. Light and love to all of you. Have a great week, and I'll see you next week on the radio.
You've been listening to The Carol Reiberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com. See you soon.